I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the podcast of all podcasts, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting the time in, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive as a result of your work. On top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy that moves you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. You have the mindset and the podcast that we call Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. You are in the midst of a fantastic day of decision-making by being here today. And today's topic, we're talking work. We're talking business, talking entrepreneurship. We're talking leadership. We're talking management, whatever position you are in, how to delegate work in your business. How do you delegate work to other people in your business and whatever it is that you're doing? Now, the reason that I'm talking about this is because I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs. I talk to people who are solopreneurs, people who are just starting out in their businesses, people who are in charge of other people who have subordinates, people who are reporting to them in whatever capacity, whether they're working, everyone's working under a company umbrella or someone's just started their own company. I run into a lot of people who have a problem delegating work in business, period. It's an acute challenge that I had myself about 3 years ago. I found myself doing a whole lot of work every single day. I was working really hard, working on my game really hard every single day. But at the same time as I was doing all that work, I felt like I was running on a damn treadmill. I was doing so many things and putting out so much effort. All I was doing was, it was like running on a treadmill. I was still in the same spot. Things weren't moving forward. They were getting done. Nothing was going backwards, but things were not moving forward because I was doing too many things by myself. I was doing too much stuff that someone else should have been doing. I should have empowered someone else to do. I should have empowered myself first, came clean with myself, empowered myself to know that I shouldn't be doing all this by myself, and started delegating, even though I believed maybe nobody else can do it as well as me. That's number one reason people don't delegate is this right here. No one else can do it as well as me. And then there are sub reasons that go under that reason of no one can do whatever this thing that you refuse to delegate as well as you, such as it would take me a lot of time to teach someone how to do it. Or I don't know if I can trust someone else to do it without having to look over their shoulder at every single thing that they do. Or it's easier for me to just keep doing it on my own by myself. These are the sub reasons that people give for the number one reason that people don't delegate. I can do it best on my own. No one can do it as well as me. No one's going to take as much care as me. No one's going to be as accurate as me. And if it's not me doing it, I'm going to be all worried about it and spending just as much time looking at it anyway as if I had done it myself. So I might as well do it myself. I don't trust anybody else to do it as well as me. These are all things that people say, the reasons why they don't delegate. Now, in this time period, as I told you, 2015, I found myself doing too many things that someone else should have been doing, things that I easily could have taught someone else to do, or I could have found someone who already knew how to do it pretty damn well, maybe just as well, if not better than me, maybe even 80% as well as me. I could have had somebody else do it, but the reason why I wasn't doing it is because it was going to take too much time. It might cost me too much money. I don't feel like going through the hassle of looking for people. I don't know anyone who's going to be as dedicated to my business and my work as me. You ever heard any of these excuses? Have you ever used any of these excuses? And yes, they are excuses. In this time period, I happened to stumble across an article by this guy named Michael Hyatt. I don't know if any of you have heard of Michael. Michael Hyatt, how would I describe Michael Hyatt? He is a platform expert. Platform expert meaning he writes books, he does professional speaking, he has a website. You look him up, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T. He does all the stuff. Okay, let's just say all the stuff, Michael Hyatt. And he had this great article that's called The 5 Levels of Delegation. I've shared this article with multiple business owners. Some of them are listening to this episode right now, know who I'm talking about. 5 Levels of Delegation. And what the post is, a very short post, easy to read. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I know people are lazy. If I told you the post was really long and detailed, you might not read it. I'm telling you a short, quick, and easy to read. Go read it. Go look it up. And I realized when reading this post that I needed to be doing what Michael Hyatt was explaining. I need to be doing that yesterday. The day before I read the article. I need to be doing it yesterday, metaphorically, like the year before I read that article. So let's get into how to delegate, why people don't delegate, what it means to delegate. Some of you don't even know what it means to delegate in your business. It's a simple definition of what I mean when I say delegate. That means get someone else to do jobs that you've been doing yourself that you don't need to be doing. For example, you could delegate. I'll tell you something I delegate. I don't like cooking meals. I don't like shopping for groceries. I do not like cooking meals. I would not consider myself a cook at all. I can't even say I'm a good or bad cook. I'm not even a cook, period. I don't know meals to make. I don't like getting all the ingredients and putting all the stuff together. It takes way too much time, way too much effort. I don't find it fun. I don't like washing the dishes or even putting them in the dishwasher after I've done all that. So I delegated the responsibility of making my meals to a company that makes meals for me, and they bring them to my door. What is it? 3 or 4 times a week, they bring them to my door, multiple meals for multiple days. I delegated that to them. See, delegation does not mean that they necessarily work for you. I pay them. I mean, so they do kind of work for me, but I'm like a customer to them. I'm not like a boss to them. I'm a customer to them. I delegated my meals, making my meals, to a company. You can delegate whatever you want. You can delegate someone watching your kid while you're at work. We call them a babysitter. We call them daycare. We call them private school or public school. You're delegating. You don't even have to pay. Well, you're paying in some way, but you understand what I'm saying. Delegation does not necessarily mean that you hired somebody and they're your employer and you're their supervisor or boss. Delegation just means taking something that you're doing now and getting someone else to do it instead of you doing it and it's still getting done. Okay, that's what delegation means, so we're all on the same page. Let's get right into this. Point number one, biggest problem with delegation, as I already explained, is people's lack of trust that anyone else can do it as well as they do it. I can't tell every entrepreneur I've met who's had a problem with delegation, the very first reason they give for not delegating is always exactly the same. It's the same reason that I had why I wasn't delegating, is because I'm looking at this as my business. I started it. I'm the star. I do the work. I know how it gets done. I know how everything works. I know why things work. I haven't explained it to anyone else before. It probably takes too long for me to explain it, and no one's going to care as much as I'm going to care. No one's going to do it as well as I'm going to do it. So I'm just going to keep doing it by myself. It was only when I got to the point that I'm like, man, I'm going to die running on this treadmill, that I realized that I had to start delegating. That's the biggest reason why people don't do it. So let me give my rebuttals to anyone who has the challenge of, I don't trust anyone else to do it as well as me. I don't trust anyone else to care. I don't trust anyone else that has my skill, or I don't think I can teach it. Whatever excuse you have for not doing it, all rooted in this one thing. You're not trusting anyone else to do it as well as you do. Here's the first rebuttal to that point. We're still on point number one here. First rebuttal is, you are not great at everything. You're great at the main thing of your business. If you have a food business, you're probably good at either organizing the people, which you probably don't even need this point of delegation. If that's it, you're probably good at making food. Maybe you love making food. You love making meals. That's your passion. You're great at that. But are you great at handling the accounting side of things? Are you great at managing the people when the people come on? Are you great at making sure all the customers are getting what they're supposed to get? Are you great at organizing everything once you've made the food? See, you're not great at everything. When you start a business, usually it's because someone's great at one specific thing or one specific genre or area. That's the reason they start the business. But there are a lot of moving parts in a business. Are you great at every single moving part in that business? Probably not. So the first thing you got to understand is that you're not great at everything. So that's one reason why you should trust. And here's another thing. The things that you're best at, the things that you're at that 100 level at, for example, if you have a business of your writer, then you're probably a 100 level writer. Those things should be maximized. You can only maximize making the food, Mr. or Mrs. Chef, or writing articles or writing books or writing blog posts for people, Mr. or Mrs. Article Writer. Those things should be maximized. You should be putting as much time as possible into those, but you can't maximize them when you're doing everything that's not a 100 level skill of yours. So if you're doing the management and the accounting and the follow up and the replying to emails and talking to customers and you're handling all the social media accounts, you're doing those things, which you could even be competent. You can be a level 80 at those things, but you're taking time and effort and energy away from the thing that you're 100 at. Therefore, you're not even maximizing your best skill. So you're hurting your business by not delegating to someone else. And here's another thing. There are people who are a level 100 at the things that you're a level 80 at. Even people who are just a level 80 like you. So if you're a level 80 at managing the social media accounts for your business, you don't need someone who's a level 100 to do that job. You can delegate it to someone who's a level 80 just like you are. Therefore, there'll be no drop off, but yet you get to put more time into doing the thing that you're a 100 level at, which means your business is going to get better just by default. Just because you took some time away, you took some resources off of the level 80 thing and put those same resources into the level 100 thing, you're automatically going to get a higher return. Even if you find someone who does the job that you're replacing at the exact same okay level that you were doing it at. If you're a level 50 or something and you hire someone who's also a level 50, what did you lose? Nothing. You actually gained because you could take whatever resources you were devoting to your level 50 effort, put it into the level 100 skill that you have, and now you're going to get a higher return with nothing else changing. Everything else being the same, you got better. There are people who are 100 at what you do. You can go find them. You can find people who are right there where you are. If you're a 72, if you're 87, if you're a 25, you can find people who are right there and you gain by default. So how do you actually do this though? How can you start delegating work to other people? So now I've just cleared up why you need to delegate, why your lack of trust in other people makes no sense. Okay, even I'm telling you, it makes no sense. You know it doesn't make any sense. I don't have to explain to you any further why it doesn't make sense. But how do you actually do it so you can delegate whatever you're doing every single day, what may even come naturally to you, something that you never could quite explain? I remember my grandmother. This was maybe, how many years ago was this? This had to be about, let's say about 10, 12 years ago. She used to always make bread pudding. I don't know if all of you even know what bread pudding is. Actually, everyone probably knows what bread pudding is, but you don't know what real bread pudding is. I'm talking about your black grandma bread pudding, okay? I'm not talking about the fucking Olive Garden bread pudding. I'm talking about real bread pudding from someone who actually knows what it's really supposed to taste like. But anyway, my grandmother used to make bread pudding all the time when I was growing up in Philadelphia. And I asked her once, this is when I was in Miami, I asked her, hey, grandma, I want to make bread pudding like you used to always make. But being that I'm in Miami and you're in Philadelphia, I'm not going to have you ship it to me or anything like that. Listen, we're on the phone. Just tell me the recipe or wherever you got the recipe from. Take a picture of it or send me the link to it if it's online. I'll make the bread pudding myself. I just need to know what the ingredients are, you know, how you do it, what's the process, all of that. I'll make the bread pudding myself here in Miami, and then I'll call you and let you know how great it turned out. And she said, well, there's one thing. I don't know how I make the bread pudding. I don't have a recipe. I don't measure anything. I do it all by feel. I do it all by eye. So she could not tell me how to make the bread pudding, and I have yet to make homemade bread pudding since. And that was probably over 10 years ago that I was having that conversation. Is the story I'm telling you, that story was goes into point number two, this how of delegating work to people. You must codify your work. Codify. What does that mean? It means you need to make a code out of what you're doing. In other words, you need to lay out in step-by-step detail how you do the things that you do. That's what codify means. Lay out in step-by-step detail how you do the things that you do. Disclaimer. This takes time. Disclaimer. This is a mental challenge for many people who are just skilled at the things that they do, or people, you may not even be that skilled. You're just very experienced. You've done it so many times, you don't even have to explain it to anybody. If you try to think about it, it would actually slow you down. This is going to take time. This is going to slow you down because you got to think about it. You got to lay it out. You got to lay it out like you're talking to a fourth grader in step-by-step detail. Don't leave anything out. The same way if you were to call, let's say if you were to call your phone company, I call it Sprint. The mobile phone company today, I was actually chatting with them online. I was telling them about some part of my service that needed to get fixed, and they're walking me through the process. They don't know that I'm pretty advanced when it comes to electronics and technology and gadgets. They didn't know that. They had to do it the way that they're taught, which is they tell you every single step. Go to settings, then general, then this, and I'm like, listen, I'm already at that page that you're talking about. Just tell me what I need to do. But they didn't know that. And the reason I'm telling you that is to tell you this. Sprint, the company, the reason they've gotten as big as they are, or Apple, or Panasonic, or any company that you want to name is pretty big, Nike, all of these companies, you know what they've done? Because those companies started with, most of the time those companies start with one person, two people, maybe even 10 people, but they grow into being hundreds of thousands of people. How is that? It's because someone at some point decided to codify the work that needs to be done. Let me codify how we make a computer program. Let me codify how we make the screens for our phones. Let me codify how we lay the bases for the insoles of our sneakers. Let me codify how we make fill in the blank. How do we make the knobs on our TVs? Let me codify how do we put the buttons into the remote controls that we sell. Let's codify how we make the caps that go on our plastic bottles. Someone codified the activity. Therefore, once it was codified, they could teach it to anyone. The best franchise business in the entire world. Does anyone know what the number one franchise business in the whole world is? Everyone knows what it is, but you may not know it as a number one. It's called McDonald's. McDonald's is the number one. You know why McDonald's is number one? It's because me or you or your mom or your grandma or my cousin or the guy who lives across the hall from me, anyone could go work at McDonald's today and by the end of the day be doing the job at a pretty good clip. All right, they would have a pretty strong grasp of what the job is. They would know exactly how to do it, and it's damn near impossible to mess it up unless you decided to mess it up on purpose. That's how strongly codified McDonald's system is. McDonald's was started by two people, the McDonald brothers, bought out by a guy named Ray Kroc. So that's three people total. How many people work at the last McDonald's you walked into? 20, 30? And was any of those three guys there working? No. Why? They codified the system so strongly that anyone could do it. A caveman could do it. The biggest businesses, here's a little hint that you need to just plant into the back of your mind, maybe in the middle of your mind, maybe in the front of your mind, depending on where you are business-wise and mentally right now. The biggest businesses in the world, the ones that are doing the most business, having the most impact, and are the most recognizable, are the businesses with the most people. And the reason they had the most people, or the most important people, the most people power in their businesses, one person could be worth 10, depending on who they are and what they know, are the people who have most codified their activities, codified the tasks, codified the processes of their business to make it so easy for anyone to do it. And when you codify one level of your business, let's think of a pyramid. You got the bottom level of a pyramid. If you can codify everything that goes on the bottom level, now you don't have to work on the bottom level anymore. You can work on the second floor. You codify everything on the second floor, you don't have to work there anymore. You could get people to do it because you can just tell them, hey, just follow this process and it's good. Now you can move up to the third floor. Then you move up to the fourth and fifth. Eventually, you're at the very top of the pyramid, working at the top, maybe just overseeing things. You don't even have to do anything because you have codified every single process in your whole business. The more levels of your business you codify, the less you have to work on that level of your business. And if you want your business to take off and really, really go to the next level, the next level, the next level, you can't be in the trenches doing the exact same things that you were doing when the business first started. So if you, entrepreneur right now, are in your business doing the same things that a beginner could do, if there's someone who just started working at your company 2 weeks ago, they're doing the same thing, or they could be doing the same thing that you're doing right now, that's a problem. There is a breakdown in delegation that has happened there. Maybe the delegation never even happened. Maybe there's a breakdown that halted the delegation from even coming to pass. You got to delegate that work to someone else. Let them do it. Maybe they'll make some mistakes. Listen, trust me, mistakes will be made. I've hired and fired a whole lot of people over the last 3 years. Mistakes have been made. I made mistakes in hiring the wrong people. I made mistakes in teaching the wrong things. I made mistakes in not setting the right expectations or explaining things properly, codifying incorrectly. Mistakes will be made on both sides, but understand you need to go through that in order for you to move up to another level in your pyramid to eventually get to the peak. You'll never get to the peak of your pyramid if you're working on the first floor the whole time. That's a good one right there. It's a great metaphor. Someone tweet that to me, at Dre all day. You will never get to the peak of your pyramid if you are working on the first floor the whole time. Point number two here that we're still on, codifying your work, how you do things in step-by-step detail, lay it out. If you have ever worked at a place like McDonald's or any kind of company that's really big, a national company, you know when you work there, they give you these documents or maybe they give you a little handbook or pamphlet that lays out exactly how things go, and they get those same documents and those same pamphlets to every single person who walks in there. They don't care if you're black, white, male, female, young, old, everyone gets it because anyone can do this job as long as they follow the system that we have codified. And that's why they're so big, because anybody can work there. They don't have to spend a whole lot of time finding people to work there, because literally anyone could have the job. That's what codifying means. Step-by-step detail. Write it down, everything you do. If it happens to be something that can be taught by visually taught, make a video or a screencast explaining everything that you do in very, very clear detail. Don't leave any detail out. And here's the thing. When you're codifying your work and you leave out a detail, the person that you share it with is going to ask you, well, what do I do at this point? And it's going to be this very simple, maybe even stupid, common sense thing to you. But since it's not laid out, it's not codified, somebody can mess that up. So you really got to think like an engineer, think like a lawyer. If any of you ever signed any type of document that was presented to you by someone who works at a big company, there's all this legalese in it. All these terms, all these words, all this maybe legal mumbo jumbo. Some of you may see it as. The thing is, a lawyer is taught to not leave out any detail. Every single possible permutation and possibility must be covered in that contract, because you don't want any openings. You don't want any loopholes, because that could cost you in the long run. That's the way you need to lay out, to codify your work. Each step very clearly. Point number three, today's topic is how to delegate work in your business. You got to have a person do what you've codified. So once you codify what you do, have someone, whether it's a new employee, whether you do it yourself as if you didn't know anything, someone that you know, someone there with you, have them do what you've codified, following your steps without you giving any input as a training run, just to make sure that what you codified is correct, number one. Number two, did they do things right? And then you can check their work and see how they did it. And based on their result, you can either alter the way that you have codified, the way that you have delegated your work, because maybe your steps, your instructions were not clear, or maybe they just were not clear in reading those instructions and following them out. But we'll take responsibility. Maybe the instructions weren't as clear as they needed to be. You train that person, let them make sure that they're doing the right thing. That's point number three. Point number four, remember that you're working with a human being. As you're delegating to other people, once you start delegating tasks in your business and you're showing other people what to do because you've codified how you do things, how they get done, and how to get it done right, you check the work. So now you have some people you can trust, and you don't have to keep looking over their shoulder because you know they're going to deliver consistently. Here's the thing you have to remember, that person is a human being. Here's the thing about human beings. We have these things called brains. Human beings can think. So the human being that you delegate work to, that work that you've codified, understand that this person may have even more skill than what you're asking of them. Maybe you are not getting the most out of them because you are limiting your ask of them to something so small that once they get that down, they don't need to keep doing that one thing. The subconscious mind can kind of take over that, is on cruise control. They can do something else. You can expand that person's duties once they have learned what you taught them at first. See, the thing with good people, and any of you could, there's probably someone listening to this who can attest to this. People who are good, just good people in general, they learn quickly, they grasp and understand concepts, they are open to training and coaching and learning. They leave jobs not because the money isn't good enough, it's because they're not being challenged. Because the duties that they're being asked to do is just not challenging them to push themselves at all. It's just boring, monotonous work. That's why people leave jobs, because they're boring and monotonous. You got to challenge people to make a real difference. If people don't feel like what they're doing makes a real difference at their job and their work or whatever they have going on, they leave it. How can you expand the duties of the person that you have there? Maybe some people, you're going to have some people, depending on the size of your company, who are going to do a certain amount, and that's pretty much all they're good for. And you can tell they're not really open to, nor would you want them to do anything other than what they're doing. But you're fine with them continuing to do what they do in exchange for what you give them. There's some people going to be at that level, but you're going to have some people who are more special than that. They are capable of going to a higher level, but you got to be willing to relinquish some control, you got to be willing to give some trust, relinquish some of the control, and not feel so anxious, at least in due time, over it, because you have somebody else doing the job. You got to give them something that keeps them challenged. Good people want more to do. Average people are okay just doing what they're doing. And I'm not saying that everyone in your company has to be this great, amazing person. You may have some average people doing some average jobs and be perfectly okay with that average person staying right there, just as they're okay with staying right there. But the good people are going to need a challenge. So when you have a good person, make sure you keep them challenged. Just ask them, hey, how are you doing with this? Do you feel like you could take on more? From what you see in this business, you work here. What have you seen that you feel like you could help, or what processes could be better? Ask the question. If you ask, you'll get an answer. How can they expand their duties? Ask them what else they can do and give them a shot. When they say they can do something else, give them a shot to do it. If they suck at it, then you let them know, look, you sucked at that, so I'm going to take that away from you. And if they're good at it, let them keep doing it. You never know what you have on your hands if you don't explore what it is. Point number five, today's topic is how to delegate work in your business. Where do you find people you can delegate to? So you're running a company right now. You have your own business right now. You think you may be ready to delegate some work to someone. And guess what? We're always all ready to delegate work to someone. If you're doing anything that you're not a level 100 at, something that's not really moving your business forward, but you find yourself doing it all the time, you need to delegate. All right, it's time for you to delegate like yesterday. Where do you start? If you have an audience, if you happen to have some fans, listen, that's a great place to start, because these people have an idea of who you are. They have a grasp of your personality, maybe your brand if you have one. And there are some people who would be happy just to be involved with you. Next, if you don't have fans, or if even if you do have fans and you don't find everything you're looking for, ask the people you know. Hey, who do you know who is looking for a job? Who do you know who can do this? Who do you know who can be a delivery driver for my pizza shop? Who do you know who can edit my website? Who do you know who can master the sound for my podcast? Who do you know who can do this or do that? Who do you know who can handle some personal tasks for me, go to Whole Foods for me every afternoon when I need to shop, but I don't have time to go there? Who do you know? Just ask the question, who do you know? Because the places, if we don't know someone directly ourselves, we go to people we know and ask them who they know. Referrals, networking people. This is why it pays to know people. After you ask people you know, then go online. You go on a website. If you don't happen to know anybody, or nobody you know knows anybody, there's websites like Fiverr, internships.com, indeed.com, upwork.com, where you can hire people from as low as zero to as much as, who knows, six figures a year, depending on what you're looking at. There are many options. Just go on Google and find it. I don't need to explain all that to you. How to delegate work in your business. Recapping today's topic. Again, make sure you read the article. Go Google this article. It is called The 5 Levels of Delegation, written by a guy named Michael Hyatt. Number one, biggest problem people have with delegation is a lack of trust that anyone can do it as well or care as much. Here are the rebuttals to that excuse. A, you are not great at everything. B, the things you are best at, 100 level, cannot be maximized if you are spending time doing things you are not a 100 at. And C, there are people who are a 100 at things that you're not a 100 at. And even if they're equal to where you at, it makes your business better because you can take your resources away from that okay level thing and put them on the thing that you're an A plus at. Point number two, start delegating by codifying your work. That means step by step, lay out exactly what you do, why you do it, and how you do it, so someone else can follow it and produce the exact same result. If they're not producing the exact same result, there is something missing in your explanation of the work, your explanation, not their comprehension. Number three, have someone do what you've taught them, or once you hire somebody, let them do it as a training run. Check their work, give them feedback, tell them what you're seeing and why you're seeing it until they got it. And once they get it, then you can move on to maybe codifying something else, maybe getting somebody else, maybe going back and focusing on your level 100 stuff because you don't have to do the level 80 stuff anymore. Number four, remember you're working with a human being. Human beings can think. Human beings may have more skill than you are asking of them. The thing is, you got to challenge them. Good people will quit jobs not because they're not making enough money. Sometimes it's the money, but most of the time it's because they're not challenged. They don't feel like they're really making a real difference in what they do because they are not being given enough to make a difference. You are not putting enough on their plate where they feel like what they're doing even matters. So it's your, again, a lack of delegation on your part that is causing people to leave your business and not want to work with you, who very well could have been a great person had you challenged them to be great. Had you given them the opportunity to be great? Number five, where do you find these people? If you have fans, ask your fans, hey, who wants to help me do this? If you don't have fans or you can't find what you're looking for amongst your fans, ask the people who you know. Hey, who do you know who's looking for this? Who do you know who could possibly do this? If you can't find people there, go online. People you've never even met before. Fiverr.com, internships.com, indeed.com, upwork.com. There are many places you can go. Just Google it. Start delegating from your business if you want to do the 100 level things that really are going to get you known, so you stop doing the maintenance level task and you can really take yourself to the next level. You got to delegate. You got to find people. They're out there. They're looking. They're waiting. But you got to put it out there. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.